Good morning. Well, for those who do not know me, my name is Jeremy Lehman, and today I have the privilege of boasting in my Savior, Jesus Christ. My family has been part of Grace Bible Church since 2010, and I've served as a deacon at Grace Bible Church since 2013. Our family also served in Papua New Guinea, along with the Cans and the Dodds. And over the last 7 years, my study of Scripture and discipleship have only increased. During that time, I grew in my conviction that although I formally believed that I was saved at a very young age, that was just not the case. I grew up in a Christian home as a pastor's kid, and for as long as I can remember, I've been part of a church function and activities. I was a faithful attender of Sunday school classes and Awana programs. I was also an individual who served as a sound engineer with my dad as he planted a new church in Anthem, Arizona. Now, my original profession of faith occurred when I was 8 years old, but shortly after that, I was also baptized and then challenged growing up into my teen years. As I moved into those years, I was faced with the temptation of the world, and the testing of my profession now came to the surface. Rather than fighting temptations to sin and clinging to Christ, I really enjoyed what the world had to offer. I found myself continually bound up in patterns of a fear of man, fear of demons, and a regular pursuit of lust through sensual sins through the internet. When I was caught in sin, my pattern was to shift blame, not take responsibility for my actions, which led me to regularly lie to and deceive the individuals that had caught me. My life was characterized with an outward appearance of righteousness, while my internal motivations, desires, and thoughts were patterned towards self-love. I was a religious hypocrite. I would fall into sin. My conscience would convict me of it. However, my response to this was just to do better. Or I'd make agreements with God about how I would never do that again. It was clear that my efforts and my means of change were self-directed, motivated primarily on my emotions. Frankly, I didn't think I was a bad person. And even though I was bound in fear, patterned by deception, and a habitual fornicator. Something else that characterized this period of my life was a lack of clarity regarding God's word. Ironically, I can clearly remember not understanding what I was reading. I would highlight my Bible as I read it, but it wasn't a source of joy, delight, and comfort in times of need. I knew who Jesus was, but I lacked a relationship with him. I knew him, but I didn't know him. There was a change that came during my early 20s through a series of events. While I was in the college group in my church, there was a growing sensitivity to God's word, coupled with a greater understanding of what sin was. I also started to have opinions about what the Bible said, even though I did not study it enough to be speaking to it. Regardless, there was a change in how I was thinking about everything. In 2004, Lori and I were married, and early in our marriage, there was an event that for a time pushed us away from our church. As a result, I began studying through the book of Genesis with another believer. During that time, I was introduced to John MacArthur. A past friend shared an audio link to a Shepherd's Conference Q&A regarding election and predestination. Now, while I was listening, he was stating that this teaching is everywhere in Scripture. And at some point, he stated that the book of Ephesians clearly spelled out this doctrine. And I just didn't realize that he simply began reading from chapter 2. I'm listening, and I'm thinking that he's still giving commentary. And all the time I noticed he was simply reading verses 1 through 9. And it says this, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. I remember saying, it actually says that. I felt as though I was reading my Bible for the very first time. I understood it. Better yet, on top of those things, I saw my life in those verses categorized in verses 1 through 3, following the course of this world. Even though I was not pursuing such things with outward boldness, those patterns were there privately and inwardly. I also understood why I needed saving. I have more in common with the most immoral person than a Christian. From that point on, I began to truly see changes in my past patterns of life. Rest assured, I was not glorified at that moment, and I presently am not glorified at this moment. But I began to see changes in my life as things moved on. I still fell into temptation and sin, but unlike my responses in the past, I took responsibility for my actions. I also knew Jesus had paid for my sin. I knew that I had been made perfectly righteous through Jesus' death on the cross in my place. Bit by bit, little by little, old habits were broken down, new ones were being formed. And rather than having a life characterized as driving on the interstate of the world with occasional exits to do good things or maintain appearances, now my life was characterized as driving on the road of faith in Christ with occasional exits into the pitfalls and temptations of sin. I had also a desire to learn more truth from God's word. Lori and I both were regularly listening to sermons. I began reading my Bible with more clarity, as well as memorizing scripture. I had a love for Jesus because I understood just how bad my sin was before a holy God. He gave me eyes to see that he judges my secret internal desires, intentions, and thoughts the same as their worst outward sinful behaviors. I was a self-righteous, habitual hypocrite, inwardly patterned by desires, intentions, and thoughts that were opposed to God's glory. I had no real depth of love for Christ because I did not truly see the depth of my sin. God himself had orchestrated every event in my life to lead me here. He placed me in a home of believing parents who regularly communicated the gospel to me. I heard sermons from my dad each Sunday that communicated my need for a Savior. I knew Bible stories because I had heard them my whole life growing up. My hidden pursuit of the world, coupled with a working conscience, buried me in guilt. He brought about unexpected circumstances that ultimately led me to saving faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. And unlike me, Jesus' motivations, his desires, and his thoughts were only God-glorifying. His outward actions matched his perfect internal motivations. He was not a deceitful fornicator or a man-fearing trembler. He was and is presently unmarred, unmatched, and unable to sin. Through his death on the cross in my place, I am forgiven. And now I know him. I'm getting baptized today in obedience to my loving King. And through faith in his Son, he's already washed away my sin, bringing me from death to life inwardly. It is out of joy to demonstrate that outwardly.